Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Calero.
Yeah.
You know what this song is?
Yeah, Paper Planes. It's close.
The code word is plate.
Yeah, like paper plate. But paper planes.
Very, very...
You pick a song with plate in it, okay?
It's a very big stretch by you. The code word is plate. This song is paper planes, not paper plates.
You drink coffee in the morning.
I do drink coffee,
You
yeah.
need to drink more, man. You start wider. Out slow, man.
What could be something for plate?
You can't figure it out. I spent all day trying to figure it out.
Plate.
I don't know, something about food, maybe?
That's what I'm thinking. Yeah, like barbecue.
I can always go, man, ha,
no
ha,
song.
Ha.
It's That's a tough one.
Time Wait. For your chance to win $1,000, 560 WQAM's $1,000 touchdown contest. Text the word plate, P-L-A-T-E, to 72881. Text
beans,
plate.
Beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, yams, rams.
There you go.
Mom.
That's stuff you'd find on a plate.
There you go.
That's like a $10,000 pyramid. Stuff you'd find on a plate.
Beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, yams, rams, dogs, what? Hoss.
Text
dogs?
The word plate
they
to 72881. Just
they
I'm,
do.
I'm leaving that barbecue. I'm just telling you right now.
With a dog?
I go to a barbecue. They're serving dog. I'm out of that barbecue.
What if it is a Thailand dish?
No, I understand.
What
I understand exactly
what
you're saying.
What if it's a culture? You're not going to embrace their culture?
Nope, gone.
Man, I eat a dog. You the dog.
You the dog, mother bleeper. If you don't win this time, your next chance will be at 3 o'clock. 560 WQAM's $1,000 touchdown contest is brought to you by Gunther Mazda. Get to know the all-new premium Mazda lineup at Gunther Mazda today. This is a national contest. Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text and drive. Text the word plate, P-L-A-T-E. I'll tell you, let me just take, before we talk Dolphins here, we're going to talk Dolphins all afternoon, I'm sure. Although I would like to talk some Lakers as well because the Rajon spitting and...
I like a good fight, man. They weren't stepping into their punches.
Those were...
Those got him pretty good.
No, but man, it's a punch falling away.
Man, you don't punch
he got
nobody.
Shook. Chris
he punched
Paul
him,
got shook.
He punched him with his fingernails.
That was
Who
Chris
punches
Paul
with their
that.
Fingernails?
But let me pull the curtain back for a second here before I get into what we want to get into. So we know, you know, what the code word's going to be for the top of the hour, and Flair will tell us beforehand what the song is going to be. And we talked for 15 or 20 minutes before the show started about the song, and then I suggested play MIA Paper Planes, and then I'm going to act outraged at you for playing that, and then you say, oh, I thought it was Paper Plates. And I even said to him, you understand that you're going to be made to be the dummy in this segment. He goes, yeah, I know. I mean, it's part of the show. And so we just talked about it, and I started there, and I said, Valero, what's the name of this song? Because you were supposed to say Paper Planes. You were supposed to say Paper Plates, which was the bit. And then you said Paper Planes, but then you're...
Is that why you smiled at me?
Yes, because you screwed up the bit. The bit was you were going to say the words plate. I just played paper plates. And then I was going to be outraged. It's not paper plates. Can you please pay attention to the song and stuff?
Oh.
And you go, paper planes.
Yeah, I thought I was going to like just try to make it sound loosely connected.
But that's not what we talked about.
You didn't tell me to say paper plate.
Yes, I did.
No,
yeah,
did. Said,
yes,
oh,
I did.
You know what?
Look dumb
to his
one.
Defense, you didn't make him nod his head because you said it and I understood it, but he didn't nod yes. He just sat there with that lost puppy face.
But if I said you're going to be made to look like the fool in this one because you're going to say it's paper plates and I'm going to act outraged, then by you saying paper planes, you ruin the entire bit.
Yeah, you never told me to say paper plates,
you
so
never,
I think I'm
okay,
right.
But I thought you understood
You never
understood
sat there
it.
With your son when he was a kid and he's watching TV and you know he's not paying attention to you, and you say, hey, DJ, computer screen, salmon, dogfish, run them up. And he says, yes, sir.
Yeah.
That's what's going on with Lero.
Yeah.
He just nods his head, understood what I was saying. It, perfectly. That's why I was laughing because I kind of knew the concept.
Because it neutered the bit. The bit was going to be kind of funny. That wasn't going to be earth-shattering.
It wasn't going to be that great, okay?
But it was just like totally lost on him, the conversation that we had. But you're right. Because also, he made a montage. He spent, you know, a half hour making a montage of the Dolphins. He didn't play it because he was so excited to play Paper Plates that he didn't even play his own montage, this idiot.
You know what I told you with my high school players? Every time I talked to them, I told them, hey, you have to give me the thumbs up because I have to know you understand what I'm saying to you. We need to get that with Falero.
Somebody
needs a thumbs up situation.
Somebody texts in. This is great. You telling me this dumb bleep is scripted? Now, the real question, sir, is this actually scripted?
Now we're in the Twilight Zone.
Now we're in some Matrix bleep going on right now.
We gotta slow down time.
Matrix bleep right here. Dolphins are in some trouble, and I believe more than what you saw yesterday, the receiver situation is a hot, steaming pile of mess. By the way, this is a shortened week, and so the schedules are a little bit different because the Dolphins play Thursday night. So Adam Gase is going to address the media at 3:30 this afternoon. We are going to carry it live. So Adam Gase will be making his comments today at 3:30. We will air it live, so do not go anywhere. This wide receiver situation with the Dolphins, very interesting to me. Albert Wilson getting hurt, obviously a huge deal. That guy was a breakout star for the Dolphins this season.
Best player on offense.
Best player on offense. Yeah. One of those guys where, you know, again, you'd run something to get him the ball, whether it was a pass play or some end around, like you were getting the ball in his hands. So that really stinks. It looks like Kenny Stills has a hamstring issue. My guess is he doesn't play Thursday. And then groin. Yeah. And then
that little security guard was solid.
Yeah, she held her own.
Yeah, man. He's supposed to he deflected off of her. I said, wow, that's a bat. She got a hell of a bat.
She went down, but she kept her area.
Like, man, get them folks out the way, man. Goodness gracious.
Let them let them know that some action's coming their way so they can scoot.
Yeah, but even her, like, you saw her. Why is she there? To stop people from jumping on the field?
Pretty much.
What is she going to do if somebody jumps on the field?
Well, listen, the way that she handled that hit by Kenny Stills, I think she'd do all right.
Put that back on him? Throw that back at him? Come on, man.
And then,
them people need to get out the way.
Then you've got this fractured relationship with Devontae Parker, which I don't really care about other than this. It seems to go public with this Dolphins regime with Adam Gase. Like, you knew he had problems with Jay Ajayi. You know what I mean? Like, you know when he's got a problem with someone, and now you've got Devontae's agent saying a whole bunch of smack talk, but Thursday night, you're going to need Devontae Parker.
Man, they're going to pull somebody up off the practice squad.
Well, I think they have to. I don't think they have any healthy receivers.
Carew? Who else is on there? Rashawn Scott?
I'm sorry. I'm caught on your first one.
Carew?
Carew?
Yeah, man.
Leonte Carew?
He's out there ready to eat now. Baby's hungry.
He's got like 7 catches in his career. 5 of them came in 1 game.
That's why he's so hungry. They can't. They got to trade him. But if he gets hurt, he doesn't trade him. But if he doesn't show out what he has, they can't trade. It's a catch-22 with Devontae Parker.
How on earth are you going to trade Devontae Parker when it's been pretty clear he's not very good and he's fragile? So the notion that they want a third rounder, which is what came out, is as laughable as you suggesting Leonte Carew is going to be the answer at receiver.
OJ has a girlfriend.
Yeah, seems implausible.
See what I'm saying? he has a past
as
well.
Seems implausable.
That's just, somebody, you know what NFL players say, though, honestly, we can fix him.
Well, there's no team that's given a third rounder for him. If they a sixth rounder for Devontae Parker, you'd be thrilled. Dolphins fans, you'd be thrilled to get a sixth rounder for Devontae.
And to that point, because that's the biggest thing when you say trade Devontae. You're getting rid of him for what? For what? They're not going to pick up his fifth-year option. They're about to just lose him. What if you do? Let's say you get a 6 or a 7. That's a 6 or 7 more than you're going to have in a little bit when he just leaves a free agency.
Or so go get or before they waive him. They're not carrying his ass around much longer.
That's what I'm saying.
You know Adam Gase gets tired of people, and he does not want to travel with them anymore. He wants them out of his life. He wants Devontae Parker out of his life. I'm not saying anything revelatory here. Now, I guarantee you at 3:30, he's going to talk about Devontae Parker's an important member of this team because he needs him on Thursday. He can't devalue him now. He needs him to have a big game in prime time on Thursday because, A, they need receiver help right now, but, B, if they're going to get anything for him, they got to let people know that we're not just going to let him go.
Didn't he devalue him by healthy scratching him yesterday?
I thought so, yes.
And that's what I'm saying. Now you're going to go back and panic. Honestly, if they asked me, hey, should we activate a practice squad guy, Leonte Carew, hungry? I don't know if he's hungry.
He's not.
I hope he's hungry.
For 4 years, he's not hungry.
Leonte Carew, Rashawn Scott. I don't know the practice
Malcolm
squad.
Malcolm Lewis?
He's a UM guy, right?
What about Isaiah Ford?
There
was he
go.
Injured?
He might be injured.
I think he might be
that's
injured.
That's the little thin fella.
Because he was
one.
Having a good preseason, but I think he got injured, if I'm correct.
I would rather them activate one of those guys than put Devontae out there. Mad, upset, his agent's talking trash now. Is he going to really go out there and do his thing? I don't know the man personally.
What's
like that.
What's his
but
thing?
I don't know his thing, but maybe if he gets his thing together. Maybe he shows us his thing. Not his real
thing.
That
would be his thing. His thing is showing us his thing. Text in, yes or no, do you want to see Devontae Parker's thing? 560-22, Kendall Toyota, West Kendall Toyota text line.
Man doing his thing.
Oh, no.
Yeah. If Devontae Parker shows me his thing.
Oh, no. But you just can't do it, man.
We can't
healthy scratch him and then panic and bring him back. I think they're already divorced.
You didn't know you were going to suffer two right wide receiver injuries? Like, they are divorced. They absolutely are divorced. You need a booty call.
A booty call?
Yeah.
A
Thursday night booty call.
We gotta work the next day.
We have a lot of stuff to talk about the Dolphins today. I do want to talk, like I said, about the Lakers a little bit. We have a lot of stuff to get to. We'll take your phone calls today. And Adam Gase live at 3:30 on this very radio show. All right, aside from the receiver situation for the Miami Dolphins, your take, Crowder, on what happened yesterday.
Good old-fashioned ass kicking.
Because the offense, I have to tell you, this is kind of where I am, and I had a conversation driving in today with a friend of mine. Ryan Tannehill is Brock Osweiler. Brock Osweiler is Ryan Tannehill. I think they're both Case Keenum.
Give you a lot of confidence.
My point is, yeah. I'm kind of at the point now where you don't need to be spending a bunch of money on Ryan Tannehill, and you need to know what the ceiling is. Brock Osweiler was fine. His stat line, I mean, no interceptions, right? Couple of
two touchdowns,
over 200 yards passing. I didn't think he was bad at all.
250? 280, something like that passing. Decent numbers, no interceptions, no mistakes, 239. That's a decent game.
That's fine.
They called a conservative game plan. The offensive line, after giving, I knew we gave the Fat Boys credit last week, now we got to take a little credit back from them. Y'all sacrificed all those missed dates for being heavy for years, and you didn't perform this week. No. They went out there and got physically manhandled on both sides of the ball. The line of scrimmage was destroyed all game. It happened early in the year, and me and Falero talked about this, and you, the revisionist history, because it clicked to me. I'm some genius. It clicked to me after the game, obviously. The Patriots came out and just punched the Dolphins in the face. 25-plus runs, I formation coming downhill. That's what the Lions did. Came out. They were putting offensive linemen in the backfield running fullback. They were running a high school offense, a wishbone offense, running straight leads at the Dolphins, and there was nothing we could do about it. They said, hey, they have to come out there and check that manhood. They had to come out there and give a little crotch check, and we weren't ready for it.
How many yards did Kerryon Johnson have?
158.
I mean, he was doing it with no problems. It wasn't even like he was making amazing cuts. The holes were just there.
They were just running straight at him.
They gave up 248 rushing yards total.
Yeah, that's
just take all that. Think about this. The average, the worst team in the league, the worst rush defense in the league gives up 150 a game. That's the 32nd ranked rush defense, gives up 150. We gave up 250. That's embarrassing. You can't win like that.
Like, what are the positives, though? Do you take the positives as the way the offense performed? Because I do have something I want to read to you later on in the show from Armando Salguero, who says essentially the issue of having a different part go wrong every week is why you can never get a beat on this team, which is why they're always an 8-8 team.
Yep.
Like, because it's never, you know, there's a couple games where everything moves in unison and it works well. You know, yesterday I thought the offense played well enough to win a game.
21 points, had 8 possessions, and that had to go back to the them beating us up and having 11 play drives and all. But 21 points and 8 drives, they gave you 21. Very conservative. Didn't put Brock in a lot of bad situations. Those throws late, the one to Danny Amendola was a good throw. Kenny Stills was a good throw. Made some good throws, but they weren't letting Brock Osweiler lose that game. They put up 21. They did decent. You weren't supposed to give up 32 to that team. That was the problem.
I don't think Detroit punted but once in the entire game. You're not going to win a game when that happens.
You just can't do it. They didn't. If they had the ball, if the Dolphins had the ball 2 more times, they would have scored 1 more time. They'd have got a 28, I believe. But it wouldn't be enough because the defense broke down. Like you're saying, and I didn't read Armando's article, but that makes sense. I thought they solidified. I thought they kind of tightened up this run defense.
That defense at the beginning of the season, I mean, we were talking about, look, they have an identity. They're biting. Like that defense, there's something going on there. And then all of a sudden, like you saw with New England, like you saw yesterday, you go,
I'll tell you. I've told a story about Keith Armstrong, a special teams coach, and he was very. He's Atlanta still. He's with Dan Quinn up there, and they have good special teams. Everybody knows Keith Armstrong in the league. He would look at when the punter punted the ball; it would just hit the punter's foot, and I was over on the sideline, and I'd be waiting to go on defense or whatever, and he would say, "Oh, they got us." And I don't know what he saw. I don't know if he knew the angles or where the wall was set up. He would know before anybody else. They got us. Right now, the other team's got the Dolphins. You get these linebackers in man-to-man coverage on somebody, and they're going to score. That's why this damn was the damn tight end. This man has 2 receptions all year and gets 2 touchdowns on the Dolphins.
Michael Roberts.
Robert, what did they do? They ran the ball, and made them put a bunch of linebackers in the game, and Jerome Baker, that was his guy in coverage. Kiko had the guy to the flat. You saw it work out. Kiko had the guy to the flat, and they ran a 7 route with the tight end for his first touchdown. Jerome Baker missed him. And then they get down in the 5-yard line again. They motion the tight end, purposely get him. If you don't see what they did, they motion him down to get him purposely 1-on-1 with Kiko Alonso, ran an out route for a touchdown. James White in New England game went crazy in the pass. Joe Mixon in the Cincinnati game went crazy in the pass. Hey, they got us. Matt Burke, we're seeing it. These linebackers have to get better in the pass because we see what people are doing to them, and that's the weakness right now. The corners are playing decent. They got some balls caught on them, but inside those interior guys covering, that is our defensive weakness right now.
Rashad Jones caught Kerryon Johnson on that long run. I did not think Rashad was going to catch him, man.
He can run, man.
That guy's got to be getting some heat today, right?
Oh,
Kerryon,
yeah.
Like, you can't get caught that way. And I think it was Rashad that missed the tackle in the first place and then chased him down. If I watch it again, I think he was coming up to get him. You want to guess what the line is? It just got released on the Texans-Dolphins game. You want to guess what the line is? Thursday night, Texans hosting their former quarterback, Brock Osweiler, and the Miami Dolphins.
Texans are good, man.
They have turned their corner.
They started 0-3.
It was a questionable beginning.
7?
Yeah, I'd say 6.5.
7. Yeah, it's Texans -7 on Thursday night.
It's hard to make an argument for the
injured Dolphins. I don't see how the Dolphins can turn it around on a short week when you're banged up and
playmakers are out. Lost some confidence in his O-line, and now we're about to see Jadeveon Clowney and J.J. Watt.
I mean, we thought that about Khalil Mack, so.
But from both sides. And the defense that Khalil Mack is just a DN in the 4-3. They run that 3-4, and J.J. Watt's down there on that tackle, beating the hell out of him. I say it's going to be hard to run against Texas, especially with the O-line, what I saw Detroit do it with them, because size and speed hurt them, and that's all the Texans front is. Thursday's going to be a tough run, man.
Thursday is going to be tough for the Dolphins. I don't think there's any question about that. And Deshaun Watson starting to play well. Like, you're up against it on Thursday night.
Lamar Miller's healthy finally.
I was watching NFL Network. You know, they're in London, and they've got the game coming up Sunday, their game in London. But they were promoting Thursday night's Dolphins-Texans game. It is all about the Texans. If you watch the promos on NFL Network, blah, 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 you know, and it's Deshaun Watson, and they're biting, and J.J. Watt and Lamar Miller, and they'll take on a bunch of young upstarts from Miami, and it's like a highlight of Jakeem Grant, but they don't even say his name because he doesn't have any kind of name recognition whatsoever.
Who's the most famous Dolphin?
Cam Wake, maybe?
Right now?
He hadn't played in weeks.
Like that,
Rashad Jones, I'd say.
I don't
Rashad
even
Jones.
Think a lot of people know Rashad Jones. I'm not lying. Like,
the broadcast was they were amping him up a
don't,
lot.
Not the broadcast, because they're studying game film. Talk about a general football fan, you know, in Minnesota, doesn't see a ton of AFC games, and he looks the most famous guy's Frank Gore.
Yeah.
That's the most famous guy on the Dolphins. Frank Gore.
It's Frank Gore's Dolphins.
So
that guy in Washington State.
If you're trying to find some sort of name recognition to watch the game Thursday night nationally, then yeah, I would say Frank Gore.
And there's nothing wrong with that, because I think he's living off the past, though.
Something wrong with it, because it's 2018. There's nothing wrong with that if it's 2009. There's something wrong with that in 2018, but it is what it is.
They're going to figure it out. They're going to win some games I don't think they can win, and then they're going to have some teams sneak up on them. It's what people are scared of, man. It's hard to get into that middle ground of, yeah, we're in no man's land, but
well, we're kind of
week
used
after
to
week
there.
After week, it's starting to look
like this looks like an 8-8 team, right? I mean, this looks like textbook 8-8 team.
Well, if you think they're going to lose on Thursday, they're going to be 4-4. They're going to be halfway.
That's what
there.
I'm saying. Like, yeah. This looks like textbook 8-8 team. They put it together some weeks. They look like a mess other weeks. They're stammering and sputtering some weeks. Everything's clicking on all cylinders other weeks. This is an 8-8 team.
And I thought, I was kind of leaning or hoping on the identity being a stout defense. Bend but don't break. They were leading. They were number three in the league in turnovers, number one in the league in interceptions before last week, and I still believe they're top three. Like, I was thinking the defense was going to be good and the offense was going to, some good games, some bad games, the defense would keep them in it. After watching what Detroit did and mimicked New England's play game plan, I'm going to be scared of any team that has the capability of coming out and playing hard-nosed football and just running it down their throat, because we're not built for that. Our defensive tackles are about 305, 310. Our DNs are 250, 260. Adam Gase said in the past where the Dolphins are built to have a lead. It's starting to look like that, man.
And they can't score on their first drive. Have you seen that stat? Like, so if they're not built, like, they need a lead, but they cannot score on their first drive. I think I read a stat. They haven't scored on their first drive since 1973. Did I read that correctly?
I gotta double-check that stat.
Double-check that. I think right after the perfect season.
I know out of Adam Gase's – I think Chris Whittingham told me this stat. Out of Adam Gase's first 37 games as head coach, the Dolphins had a lead after 9 of them.
Out of the first, 37.
First quarter, sorry. Coming out and getting ready and jumping on the lead. Out of the first 37, 9 games that they had a lead after the first quarter of him being a head coach.
Maybe he should hand the play calling off to somebody.
It's like McCarthy and those guys, man. You do it for so long.
It's what you do.
Like, it's what you do.
It's your identity.
You drive Lexuses, man.
The last 10 games.
Last 10 games, they have not scored on the first drive?
Correct. They've been outscored 54-0.
Really?
On opening drives.
No. But you're doing both teams opening drives.
Yes.
I'm saying the Dolphins
offense hasn't scored in 10 games on their opening drives.
I actually thought it was longer than that.
No, because some of them games. I even think back to that Arizona Cardinal game when Tannehill got hurt and stuff. They did
on the
okay.
Opening drive.
Yeah, they would do okay every now and again. But no, but that's on Gase too. For you to win games, but have these bad stats in the opening drive, like, you have to have – it's called a script. People talk about it all the time, and it's true. Coaches come out, those offensive guys, they'll have 15 to 20 plays, and they say, this is play one setting me up for play 7, play 2 for play 9, and they'll have this long script drawn out with all these cute motions and cute formations. And that crap's supposed to work. And then you ever heard them say, oh, they've settled into their offense now? Mm-hmm. That's when they run out of script plays, and now they have to start calling it play to play. That's what they're talking about. I don't know if his script is really kicking in, because to those stats, not scoring in 10 games on opening drive, to only have a lead after the first quarter, nine of first 37, 40 games, it's showing something. It's showing your hand. The statistics are there. The trend of you not scoring on the first drive is there.
Be interesting to hear what Adam Gase has to say. He's going to address the media in less than 1 hour. We are going to carry it live.
Radio.com. Radio.com.
Happy birthday, 21. 21. 21.
You like that, don't you?
Some celebrity birthdays today. 21 Savage, 26.
He's so damn silly.
Shaggy is 50.
Ooh, he just had a concert down
with Sting.
Here. Yeah.
Jeff Goldblum, I love that dude.
Independence Day?
Yeah, yeah. And weird dude in Jurassic Park.
Yeah. Like,
and Thor Ragnarok.
And The Fly. Oh, yeah. In Thor Ragnarok, he's excellent. He's in that weird like gladiator fight club. And The Fly
was nasty.
That is a great movie.
It's a great nasty movie.
Jeff Goldblum is great
in
that.
And that woman still be talking to him when he got that crap bubbling at his face.
Love knows no boundaries.
Man, love my damn nothing. You get out.
Love knows no boundaries. He was turning into Brundlefly. He was vomiting on his food, and she was still talking with him.
Come on, man. You got to get out of there.
And Ichiro, 45 today.
He retired, right?
I think so.
Yes, I think he's with the Mariners as a coach.
In the front office.
Oh, I was about to say, don't act like it. I'm like, this is a crazy question.
Yeah,
he was just retired.
Yeah, it was like 43. He was playing 44.
Good genes.
And Christopher Lloyd is 80. Do you know who he is?
That's Back to the Future crazy guy.
Yeah, what was his name?
Doc Brown.
Doc Brown.
He was just in that movie where those three old guys robbed the bank.
Yes.
That's why I know.
Going in Style.
Yeah, I like those old people funny movies.
I remember the original Going in Style was George Burns, Art Carney, and.
Did they get away?
Yeah.
Was it the same concept?
I think it was just a remake. They just remade it.
And the little girl got the chance to pick out the guy. And
I don't
she
know
had
about
his back.
I don't know about that. What was the third guy's name?
Lee Strasberg.
I don't know him. But Art Carney and George Burns were the other two, yeah?
Yeah. I mean, there's a guy here, Charles Hallahan.
I don't know.
You about to that age, man. You going to put something together?
I'll go Going in Style with Chuck and Jim.
Y'all ain't gonna make it. I gonna argue the whole time. Y'all are never.
Well, they kind of argued the whole time too.
The man got an asthma attack.
Dolphins Monday, by the way, on 560 WQAM is defended by your insurance attorney, Anthony Lopez. Call 305-800-LOSS. 411 Pain WQAM Street Team will be out this Thursday. As you know, it is Miami and Houston Thursday. 411 Pain WQAM Street Team will be at J.P. Mulligan's in Pembroke Pines. Watch the game, win Finns tickets, enjoy game day's favorite light lager, and all the details at WQAM.com. Well, Dolphins are 4-3. I think before the season, if you had said they would be 4-3 after 7 games, a lot of people would have taken it.
Oh, yeah.
I think what's happened, though, is they looked so good. I think week 3 was the best week, right? Who was that against?
Against the Raiders. Yeah.
Against the Raiders. You started to maybe believe you had something a little bit special. Now, I will say this, even coming off a loss, I was totally wrong about Albert Wilson. Because they went out, they said, we're going to replace Jarvis Landry for less. And Danny Amendola and Albert Wilson have been excellent. Albert Wilson especially. I think that loss really, really hurts this team.
You know who has to step up now? Is Gesicki. We were joking about Leonte Carew
nice
and those
catches,
guys.
Though. He had a couple nice catches.
But he has to be that guy. With putting Kenyon Drake in the slot, Gesicki's not a tight end. He's a big receiver. We all know that. He's not going to block anybody. He got knocked out on the sideline by a defensive back that he had about 40 pounds on. They need to put him in the game and learn how to get open, to be honest. He has all the tools. Use him. Work with him. Nick O'Leary stepped into this offense and became a bigger piece of the offense than Mike Gesicki, who we took in the second round. Nick O'Leary was a streak free agent. There was no other team signing Nick O'Leary and went out and got him. And he's a bigger part of the offense than Gesicki. They need to start utilizing Gesicki with these injuries.
What do they need to do Thursday night? Because can you keep running the dumbed-down offense, you know, where you say the conservative offense where, hey, we're not going to allow Brock Osweiler to make huge amounts of mistakes. And again, put up 21 points. Like you said, had they gotten the ball back,
yeah,
probably put up 28 points or 24 points. What do you need to do Thursday night to try and win this game over Houston?
If this defense can play decent or make some stops, even last game when they came out against the Bears and Bears had 3 touchdowns in a row to take the lead, and then the defense tightened down the fourth quarter in overtime, there were 2 times in the game yesterday where it was a chance for the Dolphins to legitimately take a lead. 20-14, they were down by 6 with 8:30 left in the third quarter. That's a ball game. Down by 6 with a quarter and a half left, go out there and make a stop. Give your offense the ball back to take the lead 21-20. The next drive, they run down straight down the field 26-14. They didn't have a chance, drove straight down the field to make it a two-possession game. And then with 10 minutes left in the game, the fourth quarter, when it was 29-21, they went for the two-point conversion. They didn't make it. You're 8 down. Go make a stop. Get your player, get your team the ball back and see what Brock can do. 10 minutes left in the fourth quarter, that's when the good teams win. The next drive, the Lions go down and kick 3 to make it 32-21. Now it's a two-possession game. That's when the defense had to step up. So to answer your question, if we're going to have this conservative, you know, punt, 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 touchdown, punt, 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 touchdown offense, the defense has to play way better than they did. That's what let me down yesterday. I wasn't mad at Brock in the offense.
No, I don't think anyone could be, right? I mean, they, especially for a backup quarterback, a guy that many had just written off as trash.
Yeah.
Like, look at what's going on in Buffalo. Like, you want to talk about trash backup quarterbacks? Nathan Peterman, and then who was yesterday? Was Derek Anderson?
Derek Anderson.
I mean,
eight days with the team, and they thought he was going to win a game.
I guarantee you, he's better than Nathan Peterman. We've seen enough of him.
It's ridiculous. But even the third down, a lot of people texted earlier, and the third down runs. Everybody was mad about it. I heard it during the game. I was at the stadium for a while. Went home and heard people talking about it. They were mad. When you don't want your quarterback to make a mistake, you don't put him in 3rd and 17 with the ball in his hands. Brock is going to throw somebody the ball if you put it. If you tell Brock to go get you 18, he's going to throw it to a DB.
Right. You know you need to get 18 yards for a first down. You're going to have to take a chance.
And do you want Brock taking those 18-yard chances? I don't want him to. That's what they want to do. They wanted to
Well,
kick,
if the defense
no mistakes.
Can't stop the offense, though, then yes, I do need him to take those chances.
Now we need to jump into Wildcat, which was weird. Did you see him jump into Wildcat and call a timeout?
I didn't notice that.
They put Kalen Ballage in the game. Brock Osweiler was at a receiver, and then they called a timeout as soon as they lined
up
in it.
Did you notice that?
I didn't notice that.
It was down in the first half. I know it was the first half, and it was down in the red zone. And they lined up in Wildcat, called
a
timeout.
Had you had a lot of funky Buddha or something?
I didn't even know
Kalen Ballage was active.
Was it during the warm-ups?
No, Kalen Ballage was active, and they put him in a Wildcat set. And I left right before halftime, and I was trying to make it home to watch the second half. And I heard the radio broadcast here on 560, and they said, oh, they came out of Wildcat, timeout. So I'm thinking, oh, the Lions saw Wildcat call a timeout because they weren't prepared for it. Then they said the Dolphins called a timeout. Like, how do you trick a team and then call it? That's not a trick.
Dolphins weren't prepared for it.
You're not prepared for your own play. But to answer, yes, if the defense is that loosey-goosey, they can get run through like poop through a goose. We got to start taking more chances.
And you have to accept that there's going to be interceptions. Like, yep. You just have to accept it.
But what the game Brock played yesterday with a good defense, that's what Brock is. Think about it. 250, no interceptions, 2 touchdowns. That's that decent Brock do that. You're not going to the Hall of Fame off of it, but we can win some games. But we can't win games if they can run for 250 damn yards down your throat.
Jags would love to have Brock Osweiler as their quarterback right now.
You okay over there?
I was running down their throat. Come on, man. They just lined up and pop, 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 pop.
I can't argue it. I watched it. I saw it.
What are they supposed to do? Like, what are the Dolphins? Like, what can they do?
Honestly,
they play better defense.
It's deeper too. It was, as you saw the game, they tried to bring him up. And every time they brought him up, they had man-to-man on the outside. And the receivers could get open. They don't have bad receivers. And that's when Golden Tate, Aide, and Galladay was over there. And he was whooping Xavier Howard a little bit. Man-to-man coverage, all-pro corner. They were getting off on him. So now we're scared to leave our linebackers in man-to-man coverage. So that's when we got into the zone. Did you see those guys wide the hell open in zone?
Because
we don't know how to run zone. We're a man coverage defense. So now we're trying to protect the backers for all these tight ends and running backs out. So we jump in zone, and they started hitting us in the hole right there, 20 yards right on the sideline in cover two. So now you jump back into man-to-man. So now you're in man-to-man. Now you have the one-on-ones outside, and then you can run on us because we're man-to-man. We're keeping too high. They were ahead of us schematically the entire game.
It was a chess match, and they were a couple of moves ahead.
And when they just loaded up and said they're going to bust us in the face, we had no answer. You know how rook to queen six. Oh, well, I got rook to queen five, and we had no rook to queen five. We had no castles to put in front of anybody when they loaded up with a bunch of big men in the game and ran downhill.
I don't think there's a castle in
chess.
Yeah,
have you played chess
before? What's it called, the castle's name? the rook.
The king.
It's no, the rook, it's the castles. King. It's the castles on the edge. The little horses is the rook.
Is that true? I don't know.
What's the castles
no, the
on
the
edge?
The edge. The rook's
the
edge.
Rook's the edge. Yeah. What are the horses?
I call them the horses, man.
I don't know.
You gonna ask me about chess?
I don't know.
You know how to play?
Adam Gase is gonna speak with the media in about 30 minutes. We're gonna carry it live. We have your next code word for your chance at winning $1,000. That's coming up in just about 5 minutes.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.